This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones in this hour. We're also going to be playing for you some excerpts from the speech that Nigel Farage gave in Mississippi, a great speech laying out the principles that we're looking at here. Because you know what happened in Britain with Brexit? One of the reasons that we were so excited about the Brits taking back their control of their economy is because that truly is the issue. This is a global fight. And we have to look at this and understand that this is a global issue, and we have to act at the national level to make sure that we still have nations, that we still have a government that we have some say in. It was Nigel Farage, of course, that we had played the speeches where he was calling out the EU, saying, who made you the people who could take out a democratically elected government in Italy and Greece and put in unelected bankers from Goldman Sachs? He called him out on that. He said in his last speech to the European Parliament, he said, a number of years ago, I came here and I told you a lot that I was going to get Britain out of the European Union, and you all laughed. And he said, who's laughing now? And, of course, that is the key issue. Are we going to have our country, our economy, controlled by people who are not even in the country, by globalists who are not answerable to the people? That is truly what is happening, and what is at stake with the transatlantic, with the trans-Pacific partnerships. These deals are written by multinational corporations and their lobbyists without the input of our elected representatives. As a matter of fact, our elected representatives were not allowed to see it until it was completed. They were not allowed to talk about it. They're not going to be allowed to do any kind of amendment to it or have any kind of a debate or have any say-so as to whether or not it's going to come up for a vote. Once they want to pull this up for a vote, it's going to be brought to the floor. They have already passed a law, the Trade Promotion Authority, which subverts the whole constitutional process of passing a treaty. A treaty is supposed to be passed in a certain way. It's supposed to be passed by the Senate with a two-thirds majority. They don't have those votes in the Senate. So what they decide to do is they would have a simple majority in both houses, that they would shut down any filibusters, that they would shut down any amendment, that they would shut down any debate after they shut out our elected representatives in terms of creating this. And it's not simply an economic issue. It's not simply about jobs. It has so many different aspects. It controls, it affects our internet freedom. It has controls there for the internet. It has controls that would shut people down from putting blocks up against GMOs or other things that they're concerned about in their country, because our economies are not going to be managed by the countries. They're going to be managed by a group of unelected people. And once we pass this, that committee will be able to include any other country like China. We're told that this is a move to protect ourselves against China. Not true. China can be added very easily by this commission, just as they can change every one of the aspects of the trade partnerships, as they call it. They're actually treaties. Those treaties would then be living documents, as Jeff Sessions has pointed out. So this is an issue, just like Brexit, where the European Union was telling British fishermen who had fished for generations, for centuries, in their own waters, saying, sorry, you can't fish there, and you're not going to have any say as to the level of fishing that is going to happen in those waters. We're going to be the ones who decide that. We're not isolationists. We simply want to control our own destiny. We have a right to do that. So when we look at this and we look at these other issues, that is really what is before. So we're going to play Nigel Farage's speech, and just real quickly before we go to break, this is an example of the corruption that we have in this country. Always the whistleblowers are the ones who are attacked when they expose wrongdoing. Here is an article from the Daily Caller. L.A. VA hospital lost 30 cars. Guess who got in trouble? The guy who reported it. Okay, they lost 30 out of 88 vehicles and official credit cards. And instead of the guys who lost it, going to jail or getting in trouble, the guy who reported it got fired, even though they had people that didn't get fired who had bracelets on them because they'd been involved in armed robbery. They were still having them come to the VA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex joining us with a special report at the bottom of this hour. Before we do, I want to talk about tax returns. I know you probably don't want to hear about tax returns, but Hillary Clinton wants to hear about Donald Trump's tax returns. And we've had people inside the Trump campaign, or friends of Trump, on both sides of this issue. I want to take a look at what some of the people are saying. Of course, we had Roger Stone last Monday come out and say that he thought that Donald Trump should release his tax returns immediately. And, of course, Roger Stone is an avid Trump supporter. He wishes him well. He's not criticizing him for not releasing the reports. He believes that there's nothing to see there and that it would be a gesture to people to say, look, here's full disclosure. Here's my tax returns. Meanwhile, Trump's son said on Wednesday, 2 days later, it would be foolish for my dad to release tax returns. He said you would have a bunch of people who know nothing about taxes trying to look through and trying to come up with assumptions on things that they don't know anything about. It'd be foolish to do so. I'm actually the biggest proponent of not doing it. And they point out that Hillary Clinton last summer released her tax returns from 2007 to 2015, and Tim Kaine also released 10 years of returns this month. Okay, let me explain something to you. First of all, Hillary Clinton has carefully crafted her tax returns for public consumption, okay? That's not where she hides her money. That's not how she does her dirty deals, okay? She does her dirty deals inside the Clinton Foundation, as we're learning, as the AP has to take her to court, as Judicial Watch has to take her to court, as WikiLeaks has to expose her dark Machiavellian plots, okay, how she gets her money. They put out their tax returns so that they look squeaky clean. Understand that when you've got as complicated a tax return as Donald Trump, and I agree with Eric on this one, I think that they should not release these tax returns. I think this is nothing but a fishing expedition by Hillary Clinton wanting to muddy the waters. If you go back and look at what Money Magazine used to do, I used to subscribe to Money Magazine decades ago, and I've got a report that I went back and found 1990, 26 years ago. This is from the Pittsburgh Press. Headline here, hard to figure. 48 of 50 experts flunk a tax return test, okay? And what they say is, ask 50 tax experts to calculate the federal taxes of a make-believe family. Now, this is a family's tax return. It's not as complicated by any means as the multiple businesses that Donald Trump owns. A make-believe family, and you get 50 different answers, most of them wrong. Every year, Money Magazine would get a group of 30 to 50 tax accountants. They would give them a tax return that was a little bit complicated, but still it was just an individual's tax return. It wasn't even a business tax return. It wasn't a tax return that involved multiple huge businesses like Donald Trump has. Every year they would do that. Every year they would get 30 different answers or 50 different answers. All the tax accountants would give them a different answer. In this particular case, they were asked to look at a family that was making $130,000 a year, and they came up with figures that said that they owed between $9,800 and $21,000. in taxes all over the place. Now, Money said they thought the correct answer was $12,000. Okay, when I remember years we'd look at it, and they would have situations where the 30 tax accountants would look at it, 30 different answers. Some of them would say, hey, you get back $20,000. Others would say, you got to pay $20,000, all right? They say, although the family had some tax problems most Americans will never face, some of the experts badly fumbled basic items. They say the 35 CPAs and 8 independent enrolled agents and 2 non-CPAs and 5 preparers from chains like H&R Block charged fees that ranged from $271 to $4,000, and there was no logical connection between the fees charged and their performance. In other words, here's the bottom line, folks. If you want to paraphrase Joseph Stalin, who said, bring me the man and I'll find the crime. Today, what Hillary would say is, bring me the tax returns and I'll find the crime. See, a law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. And that's the way our tax system works. This is something that has gone on for a very long time. If you got that complicated a tax return, this is something that is simply going to be a fishing expedition to take attention away from the Clintons. But look at this article. Going back to May this year, we had the Washington Post say Donald Trump did once reveal his income tax returns, and they showed that he didn't pay a cent. Is that a problem? You have a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that. See, there's a difference you have to understand between tax avoidance, which is legal, and tax evasion, which is illegal. But see, you can't even get the vast majority of the American public to understand that. Because as we've seen with that viral video between the young black man and the older black man, the older guy could not even understand the difference between legal and illegal immigrants. Couldn't understand it. He couldn't make that distinction. So how are people going to understand the difference between taking legal tax deductions? Why would you want to pay the government more, 1 cent more? Why would you want to pay? I say, good for him. You know, I remember talking about Money Magazine. I remember Business Week. My dad used to get Business Week, and I would read it when I was in college and high school. I remember a story that was in Business Week, and they were talking about what was wrong with Europe, what they called Eurosclerosis. We call it socialism. It means that the economy is calcified and paralyzed by overregulation, which we now have in America as well. But there was something else that was in Europe. And one of the European people that he was talking to said, you know, America has a different attitude. He said, if you see, if people in Europe see a really nice car parked along the side of the road, they resent it. There's an envy there. They want to key it. They want to scratch it with their key, okay? They really hate the person who has that. In America, he said, the difference is people look at a car like that and say, someday I'm going to have one. See, that's the difference. And when you got the Washington Post out there saying, he didn't pay any taxes. It's like, I aspire to the day that I don't pay 1 cent in taxes, okay? And that they don't send me to jail. I do it in a way that I don't go to jail, all right? And I understand all of you who are going to write us about this. I understand that there are people who are out there trying to make the case about the tax system, the corruption that's involved there, that want to opt out. I understand that. I'm not going to fight that battle. I've got other battles that I'm fighting. So, yeah, I understand that. I've read that, and other people can look at that. You understand that we operate in a system where the government doesn't really care what the law is. You can debate with them what the law is, but right now you're looking down the barrel of a gun with the IRS. They point out a disclosure, and this is back in 1981, by New Jersey gambling regulators, revealed that Donald Trump had for at least 2 years in the late 1970s taken advantage of a tax code provision that was popular with developers that allowed him to report negative income. See, it's not illegal. It was something that was in the tax code, and he took advantage of it. And good for him. But see, that's a good example of how they would use this to attack him. People who don't understand it, people who envy what he does, his success, and just the complexity of the whole system. They could spend from here to run out the clock, as Hillary Clinton wants to do, going over a fine-tooth comb and pulling things out of context, out of his tax return. I think it would be a huge mistake to do that. But let's take a look at the Clintons, okay? Here's an article from 1994, March 30th, 1994, from the Baltimore Sun. Cheer up, taxes boggle the Clintons, too. They confuse the Clintons as well. Again, Money Magazine looked at the Clintons' federal income tax returns from 1980 to 1992. They estimated that for those years, they believe they underpaid the IRS by $16,000. But don't worry, Clintons. Today, that would be worth, they said in 1994, that would be worth $45,000. But don't worry, the Clintons would get away with it because of statute of limitations. They run out, they said, at that time in 3 years. They said, though both the Clintons are sophisticated lawyers, boy, are they sophisticated. Yeah, they're sophisticated. Sophisticated liars, I think is what they meant to say. They didn't keep adequate records. No, really? And this is even before they had bleach bit to get rid of all their stuff. They didn't keep adequate records, the Clintons didn't, and they tended to overestimate certain deductions, like what? Like their charitable deductions, okay? They go on to say that the Clintons had a $30 value for a pair of brown shoes that the couples had written off as $80. They also knocked down long underwear from $15 to $2 when they were looking at some of their deductibles. You know, that was back when the Clintons were just petty criminals, you know, taking a deduction of $80 for their shoes when they only paid $30 for them. Now they're very sophisticated criminals, okay? And they said part of the confusion was because of Whitewater. If you don't know what Whitewater is, tonight your homework assignment is to go look that up. Google Whitewater. Find out what was going on with that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a special report.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, this is the 268th day since Hillary Clinton has openly taken questions from the press. Looks like she's going to go through the entire campaign without doing it. When she did that, they hadn't even had the first primary, and we've gone about 80% through the campaign schedule. Looks like she's going to run the clock out on this thing without taking any live questions from the press. Don't let her get away with it. Vote her out of public office. That's what we need to do. Look, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones about Hillary Clinton and her long background, and we're going to play a part of the speech that Nigel Farage gave at the Trump rally. Interesting speech, too, because as he talked about the experience and the aftermath of that in the Daily Mail, he said a very rattled and anxious-looking Hillary Clinton responded to what he said and attacked my presence on the stage with Trump. She trotted out a series of willful misrepresentations of things that I had said. No, really? Hillary Clinton trotted out a willful misrepresentation of what he had said. That is her M.O. That's what she did with Alex Jones as well. And you know what? Draw attention. That's good, Hillary. Draw attention to Nigel Farage. Draw attention to Alex Jones. If we were Brer Rabbit, we'd say, don't throw us in that briar patch. That's going to work out really good. She has just pointed out in the last couple of days two of the most powerful speakers who will directly attack Hillary Clinton and tell you exactly what this woman is about. So we're going to play that for you in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about our new product, BioTruth Selenium. And, of course, this is the essential trace mineral that we all need, but in a very clean form. It's 100% organic mustard seeds that they press this out of. So you don't have to worry about any residuals of heavy metals or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, you get some good cofactors out of that organic mustard seed that they press this out of. It's a high-quality source that plays a role in the natural function of your reproductive health, your DNA production, and even your eyesight. Selenium is an essential trace mineral that you need to make sure that you have in your particular supplementation as well as your family's supplementation. Again, that's the new form BioTrue Selenium that we're now offering at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to this speech from Nigel Farage. Nobody, I think, contemporary speaks like Nigel Farage as well as debates like Nigel. Let's play this speech that he gave at a Trump rally in Mississippi.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Good evening, Mississippi. I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. And we did it. We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment. And we did it. Everybody said we'd lose. And what did we see? We saw experts. from all over the world. We saw the International Monetary Fund. We saw Moody's. We saw Standard & Poor's. We saw global leaders giving us Project Fear, telling us that if we voted not to be run by a bunch of unelected old men in Brussels... Yeah, well, it's okay. They don't like me either, so it doesn't really matter, does it? But they told us our economy would fall off a cliff. They told us there'd be mass unemployment. They told us investment would leave our country. And David Cameron, then our Prime Minister, but no longer, told us we might even get World War III. And we saw the commentariat, and we saw the polling industry doing everything they could to demoralise our campaign. On the day of the vote itself, that morning, they put us 10 points behind. And actually, they were all wrong. And they were wrong because what the Brexit campaign did is we reached those people who've been let down by modern global corporatism. We reached those people. Those people who have never voted in their lives but believe by going out and voting for Brexit they could take back control of their country, take back control of their borders and get back their pride and self-respect. Now the big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So I, having criticised and condemned his behaviour, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But I'm hearing you. But I will say this. If I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me.
Farage is such a great speaker.
In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me. The message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, yeah. Who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington. And you'll do it by doing what we did for Brexit in Britain. We had our own people's army of ordinary citizens who went out and delivered leaflets, who went to meet people where they worked and where they socialised, who convinced and inspired people to go out if this was the one and only time in their life and to vote for change. So my advice to you, if you want change in this country, you better get your walking
boots on. And again, that's Nigel Farage.
You better get out there.
His amazing speech, and what he said was the atmosphere was more like a rock concert. He said he's used to going to talk to about 50 people. You know, so is Hillary Clinton. Except those 50 people, give her a $100,000 check. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies studies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to play a special report from Alex Jones here. You know, this last week, Hillary Clinton called him out by name. It's kind of like the Eye of Sauron focusing on you. And it's something we ought to take seriously. There's a long list of Arkansas. As a matter of fact, when we had the Monica Lewinsky scandal back in 1998, the day that was released by the House of Representatives, Bill started a bombing campaign. And it ended only after they came up with the articles of impeachment. If they will bomb an entire country to cover up their crimes, what will they do to just one person? That's the question Alex Jones talks about. Here's Alex.
before the Clintons left their governorship in Arkansas, more than 100 people had been suspiciously murdered. Hundreds more died during their first terms. And the scourge continues to this day. DNC staffer after DNC staffer that speaks out against election fraud or leaks information to WikiLeaks ends up gunned down. And the Clinton crime family and their backers is now in the spotlight. If I die, if they kill me, it was done for a worthy cause. Somebody's got to stand up against these people. Long before George W. Bush had taken office, or Senator Obama was even thinking about being president, I was there, exposing the crimes of the Clintons. So it is fitting that I, Alex Jones, called the Dark Heart by Hillary Clinton, would be your chronicler. A chronicler who risked his very life exposing these evil ones.
It's required by Bill Clinton in 1992, and it was instituted here in Texas in 1993. I know the code, sir. Are you going to institute his urine and blood testing when he commands you? Are you going to stick a needle in my arm when I have no criminal record?
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Just a few days ago, Hillary Clinton, one of the most powerful criminal kingpins in history, came out on national television and said that I had a horrible dark heart.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I am committed to standing up against oppression and tyranny. That's just who I am. But I've got to be honest with you. I thought back to the history of the Clintons' reign of criminal terror in the last 20-plus years on this planet. And I have to tell you, it's surreal to realize that Alex Jones, little old me, is one of the main opposition points against these monsters.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Hillary Clinton is famous for her death threats, both public and private. Back in 2008, even the New York Times had the headline, "Clinton's remark on Kennedy's killing stirs uproar." When Obama was way ahead of her in the primary polls, she said it doesn't matter because Bobby got assassinated before the primary ended.
Now, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
This is the type of bloodthirsty rhetoric that we continually see from Hillary Clinton. Years later, after she had successfully conned the world into bombing Libya to give Al-Qaeda air cover, Hillary, after landing in Tripoli, bragged that she came, she saw, and Gaddafi died.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
I want to go back to the beginning. Governor Bill Clinton and his co-governor wife supported George Herbert Walker Bush in the 1991 war in Iraq. But from there, it only got worse. Once they were in the White House, they expanded the bombing to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attacks a year on the infrastructure of Iraq. They got the UN to pass the most draconian sanctions ever in modern history, where medicine and food and all forms of technology were basically blocked from coming into the country. Over 1.5 million Iraqis starved to death and died. And Hillary Clinton's mentor, Madeleine Albright, bragged on 60 Minutes and other channels that 500,000 dead Iraqi children were a good price to pay of the sanctions.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And, you know, is the price worth it? I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
The population implodes. Refugees flee across the world. A once pro-Western secular Muslim nation had begun its path to being taken over by jihadis, which Hillary, a decade plus later, would facilitate in happening.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Let's go back again to 1995 and 1999. You have the Croats, you have the Serbs, you have the Muslims in the south in Albania, you have the Balkans. The Russians have pulled out after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. The Clintons back Islamicist out of Albania and Croats, this is on record, to attack Serbia. When Serbia fights back, even though they lost twice as many people, the Clintons launch giant bombing raids and NATO invasions that blow up power plants, water treatment plants, TV stations with depleted uranium bombs radiating the entire area. Then they had British television broadcast images of what's admitted now to be fake Serb concentration camps. The Clintons are the most hated couple in Serbia and the Balkans, because the Serbs were the most powerful allies of America, and Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State who ran this whole operation that bragged about 500,000 kids is no big deal. Her father and her were saved from the Nazis by the Serbs.
A lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done. And you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
But when you are a Machiavellian sociopath or a sadistic psychopath like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others, you don't look at things about alliances and who's right and who's wrong. You look at a billion plus Muslims, and you look at Syria, and you look at the invasion points where you can come into all of Europe and take over. But first, you've got to get the weapons to invade. And you see Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, who for 8 years previous to the Western attack had invested in the West, brought the West in, and decided to go the route of detente. He was set up. Jihadists out of Saudi Arabia via the State Department and Hillary, this is all mainstream news now, were brought into Benghazi. They attacked the country. The West had a bombing campaign to back the takeover. Islamists were put in control. Christians, blacks, non-radical Muslims, Shiites, and others were killed by the tens of thousands. And Hillary formed, by design, a failed state.
We came, we saw, he died.
You look at the before and after images, it is simply incredible. And Hillary admits it's a failed state. They took the weapons, the Stinger missiles, the TOW missiles, and moved them to Syria to knock down the gates to Europe. You take over Syria, you can bring in all the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to return with Alex's report. Of course, as we point out early in the program, Paul Wolfowitz, Republican who started the Iraq War, said, "I'm with her because she's with war." We'll be right back with the rest of Alex Jones's report. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We came, we saw, he died.
You look at the before and after images, it is simply incredible. And Hillary admits it's a failed state. They took the weapons, the Stinger missiles, the TOW missiles, and moved them to Syria to knock down the gates to Europe. You take over Syria, you can bring in all the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas, invade Europe, then use the Islamic threat to ban free speech of those that criticize it, and use the civil emergency to bring in a permanent form of martial law. To be fair to Hillary Clinton, she's only a puppet of George Soros, who even the Jerusalem Post has recently reported, due to the WikiLeaks documents, is nothing but a megalomaniac who thinks he's the Messiah, establishing world government through chaos he sows.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Do you
It would take hours to chronicle the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have been mysteriously murdered, gunned down, choked to death, drowned, cut into pieces since the Clintons were running for governor, right through president, right through the State Department to today. But just since Bernie Sanders openly had the nomination stolen from him a few months ago, we've seen at least four top staffers over email, over servers, over all the key information being gunned down, being killed, being murdered. And WikiLeaks has come out and said, we don't reveal sources, but this is an alleged source, and we have put on a $20,000 reward. This is getting really, really out of control.
The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there? Do you even know what you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
Why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are.
Google has been caught, so have Facebook, Twitter, you name it, censoring anti-news stories about the Clintons, including the Clinton death count. We are seeing what the technocracy is able to do. We are seeing them openly engage in mass censorship.
What difference at this point does it make?
In closing, I want to reach out to you with a personal appeal, a free human to other free humans of every race, color, and creed who have the spirit of liberty beating in your breast. I don't want to confront a kingpin that's killed millions of people around the world and who thinks it's funny. I don't want to take on this vampire. I don't want to fight this monster as an individual. But as a man, my spirit directs me, commands me to take action. I don't have any other choice. And I want to be victorious and successful in this quest. Evil, historically, takes over and is unstoppable as long as good men and women do nothing. But as Thomas Jefferson famously said, our third president, when we take action, nothing on earth can stop us. That's why tyrants are so scared of good men and women who actually have goodwill and want you to have free will, and who want universal law to reign on this planet. We're facing cancer. That's what Hillary Clinton represents, evil. She represents chaos. She represents lawlessness. She represents disease and failure. Her physical manifestation is a rotting, reanimated corpse. I'm not scared of Hillary Clinton, but I am scared of failing in this mission. So I ask you all to redouble your efforts to expose the New World Order. And I ask you all for your prayers. And I reach out to Hillary Clinton as well, because I don't even personally hate her. I hate the spirit that has taken over her body, her mind, and her soul. There's still time for you to turn back, Hillary. You talk about my dark heart and then misrepresent what I've said. I have a heart of incredible love. I care deeply for people, and I even care for what's left of you. You wouldn't have said the things you said on that podium unless there wasn't some shred of humanity left in you. There's still time for you and others to turn back. But I want to be very, very clear. I have chosen the path I'm on, and I am willfully challenging you and everything that you represent. And I'm asking the population of this planet and those that love liberty to support us, and to pray for us. And I'm telling you and your masters that I'm only one symbol of freedom, one manifestation, and that nothing on earth will stop the movement that you now see. It's time for Hillary Clinton to repent. It's time for Hillary Clinton to stop the murder, to stop the killing, to stop licking her lips like Madeleine Albright and herself when they talk about all the dead kids. I look at how you put in jihadis and al-Qaeda into Libya and into Syria to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians, and Obama won't let the Christians get out, but lets the Sunnis that engage in the crime escape. And I just thank God I'm not on your team. So whatever you do to me, that's between you and God. But I've made my choice, and I am not with you. I will never commit suicide. And if I am killed, the criminals that represent Hillary Rodham Clinton are the main suspects. You may have the old rotten, discredited mainstream media that the AP says has a 6% trust rate with the public backing you, Hillary. But I've got common sense and the will of the people behind me. And I'm committed to a cause. And in history, and in this universe, nothing on earth can stand up against that. No matter what happens to this body, ideas and movements backed by truth and liberty are invincible. They are bulletproof.
This is the heart of 1776.
And again, that's Alex Jones, and we've got the docs to prove that they created war and chaos in Libya. Thanks to WikiLeaks, thanks to Judicial Watch, we now have the documentation as to why they did it. They did it for the central banks. And they'll go to war to cover up for their own scandals. We saw this happening, as I mentioned earlier. Even Huma Abedin's publication admitted that in 1998, Operation Desert Fox was done, as began bombing Iraq, as the House of Representatives filed a report accusing the president of high crimes and misdemeanors, and it did not end until they came up with the indictment, with the impeachment. Once that happened, it's like, all right, we don't have to keep bombing them anymore. So they stopped raining death down on people just to cover up his sexual predator crimes, his committing perjury under oath. And, of course, in 1996, they did it, same thing, went into Iraq, bombed people there. Why? To cover up for a finance scandal. You know, earlier this week, we put up a video. I talked to Roger Stone. We had Vince Foster Goes Missing Again. We got an article and video. In that, we talked about what Sandy Berger did, very much like what Hillary Clinton has done with these emails. It's now come out that they deliberately destroyed these things, didn't accidentally erase them. They deliberately destroyed them. Why? She was given special privileges, just like Sandy Berger was given special privileges in the National Archives to delete documents there that they thought would be damaging to the Clintons. The people who control that said, we made a mistake. We gave them special access, and they abused it. What did he do? He said, I made an honest mistake when he was stuffing these documents in his clothes, took them out, cut them up with scissors, he later admitted, did it four different times, and he called it an honest mistake. Who gave him a pass? It was FBI Director Comey when he was investigating that. Join us again tomorrow at 11 Central for the Alex Jones Radio Show. Alex Jones will be back. I'm David Knight.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.